Chapter 36. I surrendered. It ate at me. Above was an opening, and rain was pouring down from on high. I'd been moved, shackled with mystic bounds to some sort of sacrificial rock, marked in bright colors. My friends, every last one, were gone. Kryzok stood before me, hooded, shaded face gloating. Testing my bonds, I said,
"How do I know my friends are free?"
The harder I tugged, the more they bit into me.
"You're a strong one, dragon. I can feel it,"
he said. Purple energy raced around his hands and wrists.
"Such raw power. Incredible."
He removed his hood. His face was big and scarred. His bald head tattooed with many bright colors. Shoulders broad and thick. Not the typical cleric, but a warrior. Seasoned, formidable.
"They are almost free,"
he said.
"For now, what?"
He tapped his war mace on his shoulder. It was crude and ugly with a twinkle to its dark metal.
"You'll see in a moment."
He came closer, eyeing me up and down. Smoke steamed from my mouth.
"What game are you playing, Kryzak?"
A twisted smile formed on his lips. He said,
"Game? I thought you liked games, dragon. Games where you show off your speed, skill, and underwhelming intellect."
He didn't get any closer.
"And that breath of yours, really something. A surprise I wasn't expecting. But don't use it on me. You might need it for later, dragon."
He's a strange man.
He was cold, familiar. He pretended like I should know him, and he liked to play games, it seemed. So I played along.
So you have me. And I guess you went to all this trouble so I could play a game with you? What did you have in mind? Unhitch me, fiend, and we can play all the games you like. You look like you might be really good at painting eggs or something.
"Also a fast tongue, haven't you, dragon?"
he said.
"Generally fast. You'll find out how fast you really are soon."
He seemed to know me, and I wasn't without my enemies. After all, I'd been roaming Nalzimbor for over 100 years. I'd crossed paths with many men once or twice, but the clerics of Barnabas? I had no friends among them. I was getting antsy, though. Where were Brenwar, Sham, Bezog, and Sasha? Had I surrendered for nothing? Should I have fought to the end?
"You seem bitter,"
I said.
"Perhaps it's that ugly face of your..."
He slugged a mallet-like fist into my belly. I grimaced and groaned.
"You always talked too much, never shut up. And all the women seem to love your meaningless words,"
he said, through clenched teeth.
"And don't forget my hair,"
I said.
"They love the hair just as..."
My eyes watered. I had that coming. Well, from evil, anyway. I knew the clerics of Barnabas hated me, hunted me. But what grudge did this man have with me? Smoke steamed out of my nose. Kryzok stepped aside. Two gnolls walked over and set down two man-sized mirrors in iron frames in front of me. I finally caught my breath.
I appreciate it, but I can't reach my comb at the moment," I said. "And why two? I don't need to remind myself I look twice as good as any of you."
Kryzok stood off to the side with his thick forearms crossed over his chest.
"Just keep watching,"
he said. He made a cup with his hands that quickly filled with rainwater.
During the long rainfalls, the deepest tunnels quickly fill with water. If one's not careful, one might drown. Lots of bones down here to be found when it dries out.
My heart skipped a beat. Colors shimmered in the mirrors and images formed. Chum and Brenoir were in one mirror, Bezog and Sasha in the other. Water was pouring around them, rising over their waists. They were chained to something, soaked, eyes darting up and down. Sasha was yelling or screaming, but I couldn't hear a thing.
"What are you doing?"
I yelled.
"You said you would free them."
"And I will free them from life, that is,"
he said.
"But, dragon, there is hope. You're fast, remember? You can do things most men can't do, can't you?"
I fought my restraints. Krizak laughed.
"Save your energy. I'm going to allow you to save one pair of them. Assuming you can find them inside these caves. But who do you save? Who is closest? I am confident you'll find one pair, but I'm not so sure about the other. Then again, they all might just die if you're not careful."
"I'll make you pay for this,"
I yelled.
"I'll kill you if anything happens to them."
I was coming unloosed, my temper unhitched. I didn't know what to do. I needed to think, concentrate, settle down.
"No doubt you'll try, hothead,"
he said, moving away.
"But you'd better save your efforts for what awaits. Plenty of obstacles will be in your path. It will be interesting to see how you handle them, dragon."
"Why? Why are you doing this? Why take my friends?"
"Good for evil. Evil for good. That's the way it is in this world."
He turned and started walking away.
"Your bonds will fade soon. When they do, I'll be long gone. See you around, Nath Dragon."
He stopped and turned.
"Next time I see you, I'm sure you'll have more wonderful stories to tell. It's always fun to talk about the dead."